Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I used to say silly things like, where are all the good men at? Until I started taking accountability. Now I know I'm just an ain't shit ass bitch.
Maybe I am the problem.
Maybe I am the problem.
Maybe I am the problem.
What's your name, bro?
Darian.
Darian, and where are you calling us from?
I'm from LA, but I live in Hawaii.
Oh, wow, Hawaii. How old are you?
I'm 31.
31, what you do for a living?
I am a director of a nonprofit that helps local women grow their businesses.
Okay. Do you have any kids?
I have one daughter. She's two.
2 years old. Why are you not with the dad?
He just honestly was a very abusive person.
So you pick ass whoopers and felons. I'm tired of sisters like you running our reputation in the ground because you pick poorly.
Our favorite word, or their favorite word, I should say, A-usive. But you gave them the highest honor you could give a man by giving him a child. So I need answers. Was he A-usive 1 month in, 2 months in, you know, a couple days after you found out you were pregnant, during the pregnancy, after the pregnancy? When did he become A-usive?
That's a mystery.
I don't need sleep. I need answers.
They love that word because most people aren't going to push any further past that. She didn't give any details. What way was he abusive? Mentally, emotionally, financially? You know they throw that financial abuse out there now. What way was he abusive? I call Cap. See, that's why I love that Kevin Samuels used to push back on that abusive shit. Like, did you file a police report? I don't want to hear that shit then. See, a lot of these women are abusive, and then when you fucking fight back and stand up for yourself, they call you abusive.
How often did you beat his ass?
No, I'm the victim.
If you gave the highest honor to an abusive man, that's all you qualify for from now on. You gets no better than your baby daddy.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion, my passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion, yes, is coming off as erratic.
I'm not saying the only thing you qualify for now is an abuser, but you qualify for something in that realm. A nigga with no job, a nigga that can't keep a car, you know, a nigga who, you know, verbally abusive, a nigga who a drunk, shit like that. You got pregnant at 28. My question is, what the fuck were you doing from 18 to 28?
He just honestly was a very abusive person. So pretty much right after I gave birth, I just made the decision not to go forward with the relationship.
Okay. What's your zodiac sign?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. And have you ever been married?
No, I've never been married.
Okay.
They are who we thought they were.
At 28, you know to marry before you carry. It ain't like you was 18, 19. You knew better. You fucking knew better.
What kind of man you looking for?
I'm looking for someone that... is, so I'm Christian, so that's super important to me.
This is not true. This is not, doesn't even make sense.
Whatever she's into, you know.
Does anything about her so far seem like she in line with Christ? From the nose ring to the child out of wedlock to picking a pookie that beat her ass. What about this woman and her resume so far says sweet Christian woman with strong values?
Someone that is, so I'm Christian, so that's super important to me. Someone that shares my values, but also someone fun. I have a very outgoing personality, so I would need someone that can match that for sure. I've dated a lot, so I'm kind of looking for something more serious now.
Claiming she had good values and Christian values, but she ain't care nothing about that when she was taking all that dick outside the sanctity of marriage.
Remember that?
Now she wanted her a Russell Wilson to share her Christian values. Sierra be talking that Christian shit too, but every other fucking day she twerking her ass cheeks for the world to see. See, anybody could just say they're a fucking Christian and have Christian values.
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
But it doesn't mean anything unless your actions match up with it. Aisha Curry be talking that Christian value shit, but she taking pictures naked for Vogue or whatever the fuck. Don't seem very Christian-like to me. See, she's trying to use Christian values to reel in a guy who will forgive her for her past sins like Jesus would.
Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
So I would be dating to marry for sure. And that's someone that has a good head on their shoulders. Ideally someone with a really solid career and someone that would like inspire me to grow. I think I'm like pretty ambitious and successful. So I need someone to like help me take it to the next level and inspire me.
Okay.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
So after not having a good head on your shoulders for 15 years, now you deserve a man that has a good head on his shoulders, who's pretty successful in his career. Okay, you're a gold-digging tramp, like all of them. Fine. But then you said you need somebody to help inspire you because you're so successful and ambitious. People who are so successful and ambitious don't need somebody else to come in and inspire them to continue to be successful and ambitious.
He ain't lying.
She's looking for a weak Christian simp who will bankroll her business ideas.
That ship has sailed.
What are your deal breakers?
So I would say if someone was atheist, that's definitely a deal breaker for me. Anyone that has any type of criminal record that's violent or anything, a history of like some kind of behavior like that, absolutely not. I would need someone that has a stable career. I don't want someone that's just like doing a side hustle. Like that would be a deal breaker for me. They have to be established.
No, you don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
And they have to love children.
Okay. I want to take a pause from you to cut somebody out in the comment section.
So uncivilized.
So PBTSWC says, do Kendra tell chocolate girls they are cute? Bitch, I'm chocolate. What are you talking about? You see a cute chocolate girl every single time you host a show. Why would you think I would not tell a chocolate girl that she is cute when I represent that every single show? And I think that I don't know. Y'all insecurities come out in the comment section and y'all try to project them on me. This woman is cute. If a girl is cute, she gets, oh, you're cute. That's just what it is. But of course I tell chocolate women they are cute. Why would I not tell a chocolate girl that she's cute when I'm the cutest chocolate girl you will ever see?
Kendra, just stick to being arrogant about your money. Being arrogant about your looks when you don't really look like this, and even if you did really look like this, this isn't anything mind-blowing. Just, it makes you sound and look ridiculous. Take all that shit off your face and the wig off your head, and then let's have this conversation about if you're the cutest brown-skinned girl we've ever seen. Who can't make this crap up, man?
And it's intentional that I be fly. Because as a chocolate woman, I know how important that is. So there's no reason why I would never, like, why would you think I would not tell a chocolate girl that she's cute? That doesn't make any damn sense. Now back to you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Did I ask you a deal breakers?
You did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Should the guy look a certain way?
I want someone that takes care of themselves, so they don't necessarily have to be like a certain height or weight, but I work out a lot, so I definitely want someone that takes priority on their physical health.
Now you live in Hawaii. Do this man gotta make a certain amount of money?
Yes, for sure. I definitely want to be with someone that makes more than six figures.
Y'all don't get it, man. Y'all really don't freaking get it. Ladies, you...
She look way older in these pictures. Let's check her out, y'all. Well, from this, we can already tell she's in love with herself. We already know she's vain and shallow just from this picture. 31 years old, still gassed up off of Instagram hype, still trying to be a fucking model, trying to be a stereotypical IG thot. Yeah, she's in love with herself. She's an egomaniac. She's a narcissist. Yep. You look old. Just grow the fuck up and take care of your two-year-old. No, this is not given. It's not given at all. It's like a skinny mom vibe. No ass. You're not who you think you are. You would have been more respectable. Well, never mind. Respectable, never mind. Half naked on Instagram. You too old for this shit. You had your day in the sun. How about you be a good mother? Instead of trying to farm fucking likes and hard eyes on Instagram. Couldn't be more stereotypical. Yeah, try to build an ass. Couldn't be more stereotypical. Oh, you were still trying to be half naked while you were pregnant? Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Yeah, this woman is gross.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
So when you say six figures, are you meaning 100K?
Correct. Exactly.
Okay. So you know.
So that minimum, that's like the baseline.
Right.
And that so, plus. Yeah.
Okay. So are you saying you want to make high six figures?
High six figures.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
These broads are ratchet. And any fool that link up with him deserves such as your luck. I don't have no sympathy. Now here's the thing. I don't begrudge a woman for getting what she wants. If you can find a sucker that's stupid enough to sign up for this bet, go get him. I don't. And when you crush that lane, which you will, you know what I'm saying, which you will, because it's in you to do it, he'll learn.
The audacity must be on sale right now.
She's a waste of fucking space, dude. She might be good to come down her throat, something like that. And after that, she's fucking in the dating market. She's done.
Now she's talking about high six figures. So 100K is like what she would scoff at. She might give you a chance if you tall and fit, got good dick, and make 100K. But really, she's looking for high six figures.
Your two-year-old dad, did he make 100K or more?
He did.
Okay. And that was abusive, so you couldn't work that out.
Yeah. He was very abusive, so I just cut that off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I might have figured it out. Is that why you stayed with him despite the fact that he was abusive and gave him a baby so you can get that child support? Oh, the baby makes sense now. Yeah, your thot ass was on a yacht trying to take fucking hot bikini pics with a pregnant belly because you didn't give a fuck. You was just having that baby to secure your lifetime child support from a 100K guy.
Sly son of a bitch.
He said he don't want your thot ass out there taking thot Instagram pictures with his baby in your fucking belly. And let me guess, that was controlling and abusive.
You're obviously currently living right now off of your income, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you met a man who made 70K with you guys combined, and now it's like you have an extra 70K to what you're already living off of.
No, Kendra. You're wasting your breath, Kendra. They don't see it that way. Every woman on the planet want a man who could cover all the bills with none of her help.
That doesn't make sense, or that's not an option for you?
I don't think so. I think I'm just at a place where, like, I know what I want and I don't want to compromise. Like,
that's too damn bad!
Okay, you look cute. Okay. Woo. Three flaws you have to work on.
I can be impatient. I can be intense. I've been told that. And then I think because I have my own opinions that are so strong, I can be a little bit inflexible.
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.